Hi, well, yeah, my name is Alan Brown, and I am actually a fellow MARP student here at the uni, although I did my live burst programmes last year. But I'm here really in the capacity as a parent of a 2.5-year-old girl, which kind of makes me a bit of an expert on pest to power.
What's your daughter's name, Alan?
She's called Freya.
Oh, that's a nice name. And as yet, has she been affected by TV advertising and pest to power?
Absolutely. I would say it goes back to around about the time, just after her second birthday, which really is in the run-up to Christmas. And she was just watching TV, and an advert came on for a DVD of Rupert Bear. And I don't know if anyone knows, but they've kind of revamped the entire Rupert Bear branding. And it's now kind of computer animation, and they all have it's a lot cuter than it used to be. And it's like, anyway, an advert for this DVD comes on, and she says, "I want that." Uh-huh. That is the start of Pest to Power. And the thing is, yes, we gave in. She got that DVD for Christmas. I mean, didn't get it for her immediately, but we did go out and think, oh, yes, maybe it helped us.
Well, yeah.
No, not really.
So did she keep on and on at you for it, or did she just say, I want that once, and then...
She really just said it the once.
Right.
But that was the beginning. There were a couple of areas, really. The first area is TV, and the second area is actually in the stores themselves. TV is okay, I think, but it depends on what channel you watch.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, I like CBeebies. Mm-hmm. I think it is very good for the kids. There's no ads on it. It's mainly UK-based content, and it finishes at 7 o'clock
yes.
in the evening, which is, you know, just fine for bedtime.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at channels like Nick Jr., first of all, there is a lot of advertising on it, okay, and mainly directed at kids.
Uh-huh.
And also, it goes on till midnight. I mean, this is a channel aimed at the under fives.
That's ridiculous.
And so, I mean, you know, what point is there in, you know, having it running till midnight when they should be in bed, you know, at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, exactly.
So we kind of try and limit, you know, that kind of, you know, what she watches on the commercial channels. So I know, you know, things are different now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I admit that. But obviously, when I was a kid, you know, you had kids' TV, and that was on from like when you came home from school until about 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And obviously, there are adverts then. But now it's like it's, you know, almost 24/7.
There are so many channels, aren't there?
Yeah, so many channels, and most of them, apart from CBeebies, have ads on.
Yes. So when Freya watches the commercial TV channels, are you always there to decide when to turn over?
Yeah. We don't just plonk her in front of the TV to, you know, to shut her up kind of thing. We try and ration her TV viewing and try and, you know, do it in a kind of responsible way without, you know, kind of being too strict on her. But I think that probably, I mean, you know, I don't know if you're going to bring this point up, Andy, but a lot of people, I think, just plonk their kids in front of the TV just, you know, as a substitute for playing with them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. And I think that another factor that I think is a problem is parents themselves. There are a lot of working parents who work all day, and then in the early evening they come home and they've got more work to do, and so their kids don't see them very much. And maybe at weekends when they do see them, the parents spoil them. And I don't think that's very good, because there's nothing worse than when you're in a supermarket and hearing kids screaming and shouting when they can't have their own way. I mean, when I was little, my mum would get very angry with me or my sister if we ever tried to do that. and we soon learned that that was not acceptable.
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. So do you think parents... do you think there needs to be a better work-life balance for parents?
Yes, I think so. Now, in our family, I work, but my wife actually doesn't work since our daughter was born, and which means, you know, financially it's a bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if both parents are out to work, then the children, you know, are probably less supervised. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, the marketing people do cynically exploit this a bit, I think. The other thing, of course, you were talking about in-store. And the other day I was in a shop, it was on the Isle of Wight, and
right. There
were, by the checkout, there were bags of, like, Haribo sweets.
Yes.
But they were... at ground level, they were literally like 6 inches off the ground, the lowest bag. And an adult would actually have to stoop quite low to pick those up. But
yes.
For a little child, it's in exactly the right place.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, there is a bit of cynicism here.
Yeah. I think do you think they maybe need to be positioned higher up so that the children can't get at them?
I don't think there should be any sweets at the checkouts.
Yeah, well, there's been sweets at the checkout for a long time because I can remember when I was a toddler, which is going back to the mid-80s, showing my age, there were sweets at the checkout. And I, even though I couldn't see them, I used to put out my hands and I could touch the tubes of Smarties and other bars of chocolate that were there. And I remember once or twice my mum bought me something, but I always needed to have been well behaved in the supermarket before I got them. I mean,
yeah.
I think not being able to see in a way was quite good for me because I didn't watch TV adverts, and so I couldn't pester my mum for toys. The thing I... did sometimes go on about was tapes, music tapes, like the Nows and Hits compilations that became really big in the 80s.
Well, yeah. I always wanted Mousetrap, and I did pester my parents a bit for it, but I never got it.
Really? Why is that, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought it wasn't edifying enough.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. But I mean, the last major point I wanted to bring up was, do you think there are other things that can be done to make children happier, apart from, you know, giving them material things that they want?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Spend more time with them. Play
uh-huh.
with them. You know, I think really it just comes down to that.
Yes. The rest of you, what do you think?
I have a little nephew. He's 7 years old, and he sometimes is even happier just if I bring home, when I used to work, an empty box, and we just play with the box and imagine it was a rocket or something. That was even better than just going out and buying toys for him.
Uh-huh, because he could imagine, use his
yeah.
imagination. Yeah, I think kids enjoy using their imagination if someone is creative enough to do something with them. Because I can remember spending time with my nephew one afternoon when he was about 4 and my niece had just been born and he was getting a bit bored. And I can remember talking about we were playing spaceships and I was imagining that we were spacemen going up to search for new planets, and he really enjoyed that. And because most of the time I can remember he would be watching TV, but
yeah.
this really made him think, and he was no trouble at all for the whole afternoon. He was absolutely great. Thank you very much for coming in, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. That was really great for you to come in.